So you write a check?
Yes, I do. Okay. I love writing checks. So anyhow.
Why do you love writing
checks? It's cash. Because it's cash. But why do you? It's cash.
I can't believe. Where else do you write checks?
Listen.
Where else do you write checks to? Like in stores?
No, not in stores. No. Just
only Costco.
All right. Just listen to this, Kate.
I need to know this information.
I don't have my checkbook. Don't worry. If you have a Visa card. Now, this is stupid on my part, but I thought MasterCard Visa is the same thing.
Hello, hey. Mother.
How are you today?
I'm wearing makeup. I feel like I never am like looked pulled together for our podcast.
Yes, you look stunning, actually. That hair is nice and bright.
You know, there's nothing that a nice, bright blonde can't fix.
Katie, it's so true. I would go to my hairstylist and I'll say, today I don't know if I care so much about the cut. Just make it nice and blonde.
Yeah, like... Yeah. You think you're just sad and depressed, and then you realize, oh, no, I just need to get my hair colored. So I got my hair colored, was it last week, and I had I got my extensions taken out, and I got them re-put in today. And let me just tell you, getting extensions, be it an expensive habit that I started, is the best thing for my mental health.
Okay. I don't think it's necessary. I think it's a little bit of a waste of money right now.
No, I don't. Because here's the thing. I feel so confident wearing my hair down. I have these luscious locks. They look so natural. They last a long time.
Katie.
And they just look so dang good.
But why do we have to tell people that you have extensions?
Because I don't gatekeep.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Why gatekeep?
All right.
Tell the people what's going on.
Okay. Well, I suppose if I could, I'd get some. But, you know, with short hair, where am I going to get the extensions? I got enough trouble.
Yeah, I don't know if you would need a wig.
Katie, you got me a wig. Yeah, I wouldn't mind. Or just a turban. Half of the times I just keep thinking, I'm just going to put a turban on.
Uh-huh. You think that often?
Well, when I see other gals that look darn good in their turbans, I think, wow, that's a good hair day for me. That's a good hair day for me. A nice scarf
on the
head. I
don't know if that's cultural appropriation, but, well, you know, try it out.
Yeah, I know. I should just be brave. That's why in the wintertime, I don't mind. I'm a hat gal in the wintertime.
Yeah. No, you're a hat gal. But you should bring that through the summer. What a nice little straw fedora.
Yeah. Yeah, I just might do that, bring that back. But I do love a good turban. Mm-hmm. I'm turning into my grandma.
But you don't have any turbans.
No, but she did. I just might.
Okay. Are we thinking of like a Missoni print, like that kind of vibe?
I don't care what it is. I'll just wrap a rag, a shmata, just around my head. I don't care what it is.
Well, that's not the vibe. If you're wearing a turban, you're not wrapping a shmata around your head. You're wrapping like a Missoni or Hermes scarf around your head, or else you're going to look homeless.
Well, speaking of homeless, I kind of feel like it. I am down to two rooms in my house. I'm in my bedroom. We're now eating in the little library off of our bedroom.
I need to tell this story to the viewers because this is a couple of days ago. We were having our, you know, coffee FaceTime chat, and you were telling me, you're like, oh my gosh, Katie, like I gotta stop drinking. I'm drinking too much. I can tell
that I'm not just drinking too much. What are you talking about?
You are lying to your viewers. This is exactly what you told me. You're like, I feel like my body's changing because I'm drinking a little bit more.
Well, I started having my wine at home. That's
mother.
What it was.
Not you're
just
trying
this all. You're no, blowing you're, this up, girl. All right, continue
girl,
on.
No, you're trying to make this a thing. So you literally confided in me, and you're like, I just feel like my body, whatever. I go, Mom, totally fine, but let's just try to drink only 2 to 3 times a week. You can totally do that. And you go, yes, I totally can do that. I'm going to absolutely do that. I'm not going to drink tonight. I FaceTime you at dinner time. Bottle of wine right next to her.
Well, Dad brought it upstairs. He said, this is all we have. I said, okay, I'll suffer.
This is all we have. Don't you have water in the house? And I go, did my conversation mean nothing to you? You said, not a damn thing.
Not a damn thing. All right, viewers, if you believe everything Katie says, don't. All right.
Mom, that's the truth. You're trying to get gaslighting.
Gaslighting. But anyhow, getting back to that, can't get at the kitchen. Mm. I made Dad, everything's taped up. That's why, because they spray later and they, yada, yada. But Dad went in there because, oh, I know what it was. Okay. I'm going all over the place here. I stopped at Costco real quick.
Mm.
Okay. Because I buy their K-cups for my coffee machine. And that's the only thing that I have set up right now is my K-cup machine. Because you got to have a coffee station. All right. So I thought, oh, God, I'm running low. I'm in the area. I'm going to stop at Costco. I thought, oh, my God, I got in the store. And I thought, I don't have the card to get in. You have to have the little
membership card.
But then they have a sign up that says, don't worry if you forgot your card. Just go to the desk and they'll give you a day pass. Okay, fine. So I got the day pass. It was a Friday. Never go to Costco on a Friday. It was like, you would think they were giving away things. Well, they do give away free samples. But anyhow. So I found my coffee. And then all of a sudden, I saw just this hubbub of people around the plant section.
A hubbub.
I mean, they were really scurrying. And I thought, what are they selling here? Let me tell you, people, they were selling the Boston ferns. You know how in the backyard I always have my ferns. There's two kinds of ferns. The Boston fern.
You're obsessed with ferns.
In the summertime, it looks magnificent in your backyard, especially if you live in the Midwest, because you make it look a little tropical and it looks really cozy. So I looked at it and I thought,
tropical, making it look cozy? What the
hell? It was. Okay. And $19.99 for the most mature, big Boston ferns. I usually pay like $39.49 at my little plant store. And you have to, kind of nudge them along to get them growing.
The plant stores, they upcharge you.
Well, they do, they got to live too. So I will go back there. But I couldn't, when I saw everybody.
Get mad at me for my hair extensions.
Well, when I get, but I am helping the garden store stay alive.
I'm helping the hairstylist stay alive.
All right. So anyhow, I run to the Costco and get it. $19.99. So I got two of them and I'll be darned. Well, TikTok, you hear as you talk about it. So TikTok gal came on and she said, how do you take care of a Boston fern? And I thought, how did she know that I just bought a Boston fern?
Can you imagine?
So she said, you bought Epsom salt. You put 5 tablespoons of Epsom salt in a bucket of water and then you put the Boston fern in it, so you're watering from the bottom up.
So you made Dad do that this weekend?
No, I did it. Oh. So when I was in Costco, I thought, I've got to buy the Epsom salts. We need them anyhow in the house. So I bought that, bought my coffee, bought the ferns. I regret now that I didn't buy the beautiful pansy bowls that they had there. Because you know what? What happens? Just like a TJ Maxx, if you don't buy it when you see it, it's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone to the next. I said to the gal when I went and got, this is the point I'm trying to make. When she gave me the pass to get in, I said to her, I don't have my checkbook. I usually write a check. Oh, no problem.
No. That is outrageous. You go to Costco and when they say, this is your total, you write a check?
Yes, I do. Because
are you okay?
They do not accept anything. Now, this is what I learned. But Visa.
So you write a check?
Yes, I do. Okay. I love writing checks. So anyhow.
Why do you love writing checks?
It's cash. Because it's cash. It's cash.
I can't believe. Where else do you write checks?
Listen.
Where else do you write checks to? Like in stores?
No, not in stores. No. Just
only Costco.
All right. Just listen to this, Kate.
So I need to know this information. I said to her, I
don't have my checkbook. Don't worry if you have a Visa card. Now, this is stupid on my part, but I thought MasterCard Visa is the same thing. I know everybody's saying, Carol, no, MasterCard is MasterCard. All right. So got up to the counter, right? And I did throw in a box of morning buns, cinnamon rolls, because I thought with a cup of coffee, that sounds good. So checked me through, handed her the MasterCard, and she said, no, we only take a Visa. I said, well, I thought the MasterCard is a Visa. She goes, a Visa is a Visa, a MasterCard's a MasterCard. I went, okay, well, we got a problem here because I don't have my checkbook. I don't have enough cash. I've got all these beautiful ferns. I've got all this. And she said, do you have anything that's tied to a bank account? I said, tied to a bank account? What are we talking about?
How does that mean?
I have my telephone. I don't know. And then I thought, wait a minute. She goes, with a PIN number. And I thought, you are talking to somebody that is not very literate with all this stuff. I said, let me just think right now. What do I have? Because you and Critty always told me to put, you know, all the Apple Pay. I said, well, now let's just hold on a minute here.
Was there a line of people behind you?
Of course. Of course. But the gal at the counter of Costco was so patient with me. And I thought, all right, now this is not very kosher and I shouldn't be doing this with a Costco account, but I was buying Epsom salt. My Lively account that's hooked to my health care account that you buy, you know, your prescriptions and stuff. Okay, Katie, don't ask any questions.
You have a separate credit card for your prescriptions?
It's a health, HSN, Health Savings Network. Yeah. Dad has it set up for all. So I thought, wait a minute.
What?
I have money in that. And that's like a debit card when I go to the pharmacy and stuff.
Don't you have a debit card?
No, we do not. I don't use debit cards. Dad doesn't like them either. So anyhow, this is like a debit card, but it's supposed to be used, of course, at Fitzy's or Walgreens or whatever. And I said, I have another card on my phone. So I put it there, pa-ching, cha-ching, and it worked.
Wow.
And I looked at her. I said, thank you so much for your patience. I said, I just am learning about all this. So thank you so much. She goes, don't worry about it. Because I thought, I have to have these Boston ferns. I got Katie, they look so good. I'm gonna try going back there and getting a couple more of them.
Are they good in full sunlight or that shade?
No. Mm. This one is better in – it can have some direct sunlight, but not all the time.
I need to get some more plants for our patio. But speaking of patios
– yeah.
Yeah, no, I need full sun. So Matt stayed home a little bit later this morning. I had to leave early this morning, but he left the apartment at like 11:30,
yeah,
which is – he doesn't normally do because he had a lunch meeting.
Yeah.
And he called me and he was like, oh my God.
What?
Lady, I'm going to kill Lady. I go, oh no, what?
Oh no, she escaped.
So on our patio, on our like second floor patio, our first floor patio, we barricaded the side. So it's like a conjoining patio with our neighbors, but everyone has like kind of barricades. So like there are clear divisions for what area is yours.
Yeah.
Our second floor patio, we kind of have it on one side, but on the other side, not so much. Yeah. And we need to like barricade it more.
Oh, no.
And we thought we did a good job, but Matt let her out there and he goes, I took my eyes off of her for 1 second. Uh-oh. She escapes. Uh-oh. She went all the way down to the farthest person's
That little rascal. And she wasn't afraid.
Balcony. She went in to someone's apartment.
Oh,
she went into their apartment. And thank God Matt knows the girl's apartment, like who this girl is and her husband, because through work things, he actually like knows her. So he's like, are you kidding me? What? She went into their apartment. He goes, knocks on their door, and thank God she was there.
There.
He goes, hi, I'm so sorry. I think my dog is in your apartment and escaped. She goes, what? She's like, what are you talking about? She goes, lady, she's tiny and she's very agile. Like
you
might
not
hear her.
She had a little accident, I'm sure too.
Lord have mercy. He literally went into their apartment looking for a lady and then he finds her and then she thought it was a game. So then she Then she ran out on the patio and then ran back to our side. It was a whole ordeal.
Oh, but Katie,
we need to fully lady-proof the top of the
– Well, because you can't be going through that when the baby comes, Katie.
Oh, my God. I would die. I would die.
Yeah.
I would have a heart attack. I'm like, thank God that was you, not me, because I couldn't handle that. Oh. She fully went into someone else's apartment. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I
can. The nerve?
Yeah.
She's a terrible dog.
Oh, God almighty. What are we going to do, Katie, when the baby comes?
She'll be great. I really do think that, like, she will be great. But she just got a little adventurous spirit this morning. You know, the springtime hit and she wanted to explore.
Yeah, she's got the fever. Yeah. You know what else I did? You know, and it's very – you know, it's hard for me to make a change sometimes with – I like to be loyal to one company or just, you know, just like me buying the ferns, I feel like, oh God, I shouldn't have done that, you know, blah, 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 blah. Well, I decided it was time to try another dry cleaner. I don't dry clean a lot of things, but my friend had suggested, she goes, you need to try this new dry cleaner. And I said, oh my God, Karen, I have been going to Whitefish Bay cleaners forever. Mm-hmm. She goes, well, it's called Natural Cleaners. And I thought, maybe I should do this.
Mm-hmm.
Because the last couple times, I wasn't real happy.
Yeah, you do that a lot to yourself.
I do that to myself.
Like, then you think that you just need to suffer with a bad experience.
Yeah, I do. Well,
what is that?
I don't know. Guilt. I don't know. Maybe Catholic.
You think that's the Catholic guilt?
Yeah, it could be. So.
It's deep.
I tried the Natural Cleaners, Katie. And they're going to deliver it, pick it up whenever I need it. I mean, they gave me a whole little welcome bag.
See?
Yeah. So I will let everybody know how this goes. But I'm kind of excited about it. The gal was so sweet there too. And I thought, you know, I just have to change with the times. So,
but you're still using a checkbook. So I don't think we're changing that drastically with the times.
No, but I'm learning. I really am. Because in New York, they don't go for that.
If you brought out a check in New York, I think they would look at you like you had 20 heads.
I know. Yeah.
Like, I don't think I even know how to write a check properly.
I know you don't. But that's not good either. That, you know, and that's just like not teaching a child cursive. And now,
like,
it's coming back.
When am I writing a check?
Because you have to be able to make a signature. Children should
know
how to write.
No, a check. When am I writing a check?
Well,
I'm not writing a check.
I don't know. I like to write checks.
So Matt and I did something very exciting this weekend.
What did you do, Kate?
We had a treat yourself weekend.
Treat yourself? What did you treat yourself with? Now we're talking a little Southern. Did you go
on a
trip?
Southern talk. No, we didn't go on any trips. But I've been seeing this all over TikTok, and I have not been able to get it out of my head. It's called, I think, Japanese or it must be Japanese or Chinese. I'm not quite sure.
What?
Head spa.
What the hell is that?
So,
since
I didn't have my extensions in, I'm like, this is perfect. We can only go when I don't have extensions to go
and
to this head spa.
And only in New York. It's just for heads.
Okay. Listen to this. Oh, it was so lovely. We woke up on Saturday morning. We ordered bagels. Had a lovely bagel.
I just love bagels.
What's your bagel order?
Oh, everything bagel now. I haven't had a bagel for a long time. You know, we don't have real good bagel stores here.
No, you don't. You don't.
You know what I am going to say, though? It has really, you know, we don't do a lot of political stuff on this podcast because I don't like to get into that. But I want to do another shout out to our friends in Israel that are suffering once again now with being attacked by Iran. And although we don't want to get into another kind of war, obviously, the United States, but we will always have your back, Israel. Always.
Wow,
it's a shout out,
deep.
Katie. I did. Yeah. I thought I need to just add
I wanted to talk about that too, but that was from a head spa to that. That was.
Well, you had to go do an errand. So yeah. I just thought, you know, I just want to say that Iran is just playing their cards wrong.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know, it's just crazy. And the Brits, Americans, we will all be that. We will be there for you, Israel. Don't you worry. But this is just not good. It's just
scary.
Bad. So
it's very scary.
We're with you, Israel. Hang in there.
Yeah. It's very scary. Okay, back to the head spa.
Okay.
Oh, no. So that's a lie. So we had the bagels. We walked to Montague in Brooklyn Heights. We both got an hour-long foot massage. Fabulous.
Oh, I love that.
I know. And this
place. But Katie, I've never done that.
Okay, we need to go because.
So you can go and just get a foot massage.
Yes, you go to these Asian places and
but you must know the good ones. I mean, I wouldn't even know where to go here.
So they're all over. Some in the city can be a little like, feel a little weird. Oh, I mean, no, they're fine. They're fine and clean and it's whatever.
Oh, that's but all this I need one, is to come back with a foot fungus. Okay, go ahead.
There's no foot fungus. I haven't gotten a foot fungus, but the one in Brooklyn Heights on Montague, it's called like All Seasons Foot Massage. Fabulous. Clean, nice.
Packed.
It was like in a townhouse. Yes, it was amazing.
Okay.
And it's like $50 for an hour.
Okay.
Why did you say it like that?
Well, go ahead.
What?
For the obvious reasons.
What? That's a good deal.
Honey, not a lot of people can afford that, $50 for a foot spa. A massage.
For an hour?
Okay,
usually a massage is like $200.
All right, continue on.
You right, know that's the truth.
So you soak your feet.
You first. Sometimes pretend you put this facade on when we do the podcast that you
Katie.
Go, oh my God, that what? It's true.
Katie, watch it.
Carol?
Watch it.
It's the truth.
Watch it.
Okay. Fabulous foot massage. Then we come home and the Masters are on, which I could care less about, you know, the
I don't
golf.
Think Tiger Woods did too well. Is it over?
I think, yeah, it was finished last night.
Okay, so I don't think
that meant nothing to me, but, you know, relaxed, chilled. Then we went to this head spa. When I tell you it was the most incredible experience that I have gone through in my life.
So you went from toe to head.
Head to toe, toe to head.
Head. To
yep.
Toe.
Mm-hmm. We go. It was a place in Greenpoint. It was called like Bliss Head Spa or something like that. You go in.
And how did you find this place? Did you?
I just looked it up online.
Oh, God. Okay.
And you lay on these tables, okay? And there's a little portion for your head. And then there's a whole like basically
like you're getting your
shampoo
hair washed.
Like a yeah. shampoo bowl underneath and yeah. all these like water contraptions
yeah.
like on it, okay? And Matt and I went together and we were in a shared room, so we were like one after the other with these tables, okay? They put a nice blanket on you, the whole thing. We go lie down. It starts off with just a deep head massage.
But do they get your head wet first?
No, first is dry. First is a dry head massage, like deep, like
in your
neck.
And they're tearing your hair then, no? Do they must
tearing
use oil.
Your hair. No, just like a nice head massage.
All right.
That's like nice and deep and like fabulous. Why are you making that face?
Because anytime that they rub my hair without having something in it, it's like pulling on my hair. So, but this didn't.
No, it didn't pull. Didn't pull. Nice and deep. Then they turn the water on and they have this machine that looks like a crown that goes over your head and there's little spurts of water. So you have again this water therapy that's going back and forth on your head.
Oh, that would be nice.
They shampoo your hair, but like the deepest clean you could ever imagine.
Like you don't want them to stop.
No, again, they're massaging as they're shampooing. They're rubbing your neck. They're rubbing your décolleté. Like incredible. Then they put this like steamer thing on your head where they put all these like Chinese herbs to like help detoxify your scalp. I don't quite understand what they were doing.
Okay.
But they did that. Still massaging your head and neck and like your upper chest. Then they go in with the hands and the arms. I'm like, this is fabulous. Okay.
Yeah.
As you're getting your head steamed. Then they do this conditioning treatment, the whole thing. Literally incredible. An hour long of this, okay?
Okay.
Wash your hair again, like deep, deep clean. After that, they take you and then they blow dry your hair.
That would be hell for me, but go ahead.
Well, they just, I mean, they just blow dry it. So it's, you're not, go, and they're not styling it. They just like have your hair. It's not wet.
That would be hell for me. I would look like, you know, what? But that's okay.
Yeah.
It's well, easy just with leave long hair, but yeah. Yeah.
Just anyhow. Every little thing you have.
And how did they do with Matt?
And then after they had this little camera that they put on your scalp and then they show you, they're like, do you see how clean your scalp looks? Like, look how clean it is. There's not a single dry patch. It's so clean. It's so healthy. It's so soft. My hair has never been softer, never been shinier. It was incredible.
Okay.
Every time I get my extensions out, we're going to do that. Matt loved it. Are you kidding me? He loves doing those kind of things with me.
Yeah.
But the whole time we were dying laughing because I right before we laid down, I go, can you imagine if I took my dad and my brother here, what they would do?
Oh, my God. Poor dad. Well, it would be good for dad's scalp.
It was so relaxing. Would you ever do that with me?
Yeah, I would.
It was so relaxing.
Yeah, I would do that. I would do that.
A head massage?
I wouldn't care. That's when you bring the turban.
That's when you bring the turban. Uh-huh. Full circle.
See? Mm-hmm.
They dry it, they just put the turban on.
Put the damn turban on.
It was fabulous.
Oh, God, yeah, I would love that. Because whenever I do have, you know, go to the beauty shop and get my hair cut, I just don't want her to stop with the washing.
That's
right.
It was an hour long of that.
Okay, how much did that cost? But it was
$50.
Oh, 50 for the top, 50 for the bottom.
Yeah, that sounds like a great deal to me.
Yeah, it does to me now that you talk about it. I just want to make sure that wherever we go, it's on the up and up, clean.
It's clean, but it's not – these Asian places, they're not like fancy. You know what I mean? It's
I know that.
The brass tacks. It's not like we're going to Casa and getting a massage, which is lovely. But it's just like you're there to get a massage.
I will go anywhere as long as it's clean. You know me.
Yes. No, it was very clean. And I was nervous too in the beginning. I'm like, oh my God, what are we doing here?
Yeah. I don't want to come out of the joint with lice.
Yeah, no, I was afraid in the beginning too, but no, it was very clean and was.
Maybe at this point in my life, maybe I just forget it.
You want lice now?
No, I don't want lice. That's all I need. That would put me over the edge. We have a whole story on that, but we're not going into the lice today.
We do? I've never had lice.
No, but remember we thought maybe?
No, when?
Yes, you do. When you were little?
I don't remember this.
And we were up at the Osthoff?
No.
All right. Well, we're not going to talk about it. But
about it. Tell me about it. You can't bring it up.
I'm not going to say names, but we had just.
Okay, who? Say the name. We'll bleep it out. Said what? That she had lice?
They had just been up with us at. She had thought that when she got home, she said that she thought that the kids had lice. And I went, what? And I thought, oh, my God, don't you remember? And then Dad had to run to the pharmacy at 10 o'clock at night and try to get the and I had all you kids, you and Critty with your head in the sink. And you're going, why do we have to wash our hair? I said, put your head in the sink. We got to make sure it's clean. And I had to use that special shampoo.
No,
yeah, you were little. You did not like that. So, yeah. All right.
Did you see that Taylor and Travis were at Coachella and they got a picture with Teresa Giudice?
Giudice.
And Louis, Giudice, whatever her name is, last name is. Did you see that photo? No.
Why would they get a picture with them?
Because they were just standing next to each other. Can you die?
Oh my God, I would just die. They're having a ball, aren't they?
They are.
I'm talking about Taylor.
Do you know what Coachella is?
Well, we talked about that once before. It's a big party out in the desert, like Palm Springs area, where a lot of the I don't know. I don't know how they choose who gets to sing there.
Yeah.
But I think that's what it's a big party.
Yeah, it's a big festival.
Big festival. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's my kind of festival.
No, I don't imagine you going to Coachella.
I don't think I'm going to go to Coachella. But I'll tell you, how long is Taylor Swift's Eras Tour going?
I'm not quite sure.
Because I keep thinking, when are we going to get married?
Yeah, well, they got to get engaged first.
Yeah. What are we waiting for?
Yeah, you got to tell him. to hurry that up.
But I had heard gossip that she was at Stella McCartney's, and they said, oh, maybe she's getting fitted for a wedding dress.
She has to get engaged first. You're kind of jumping some steps.
Yeah,
here.
I guess I am, but I thought maybe they, I don't know, maybe they're keeping it hush hush. I'll tell you, if they break up, the whole world is going to be in deep depression.
Deep.
Deep depression. That will be horrific.
Horrific.
Yeah, we're all.
She'll write an album about it.
Oh, yeah, that'll be so
some sad. More Housewives news. Did you see that Todd is filed for divorce from Alexia from Miami? Housewives?
I have to remember who is who.
Miami. Alexia is the blonde.
That's got the disabled son?
Correct.
What?
Mm-hmm. He filed for divorce.
He filed for divorce.
Yes.
Why, yes. Katie?
We don't know.
Wow.
What are your thoughts about this?
Well, didn't she have to
move? This is like her third or fourth husband, isn't it?
Yes. The first one went to prison.
Mm-hmm. Coke dealer.
Second one.
Was gay.
He decided he was gay, yeah. The third one now, what's with him?
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine? He didn't want the riffraff anymore.
You think that's what it is? Because of the housewives?
What do you think? What are your thoughts?
What are my thoughts? I mean, I don't know what my thoughts are. He was a little bit of a, show off? Because we thought that he was very, very wealthy. And then it turned out that they had a move into, you know, and really
they were
downsized.
Like renting. Yeah.
I couldn't quite understand that situation.
Yeah.
She's going to be embarrassed.
I know. And they have that huge wedding and everything.
Oh, that's right.
On the show.
Oh, gosh.
All this housewife news popping up. Also, Monica from, you know, Reality Bontis, Salt Lake City.
Yes. She's not pregnant on there anymore. What?
She's pregnant with like her 23 or 24 year old boyfriend.
Oh, that's kind of sad. Doesn't she have little kids?
She has like four kids. I think her oldest is 18. You know, grateful for all
Lord.
Births and lives and babies, but that girl. Oof.
Yeah, she's asking for, that's a lot. I thought she had her hands full with the kids that she had.
I mean, I don't know if she was necessarily planning on the pregnancy. So,
yeah,
I mean.
I guess not. Mm-hmm. Oh, well. Okay.
A lot of housewife news. But yet, we need something. We need like New Jersey to start or something.
Well, nothing's going on right now with the housewives.
I know.
We're in a lull. Yeah, there's nothing going on.
No.
Well, but should we talk about the Golden Bachelor?
You know.
They're getting divorced.
They should have just stayed together for the humanity of just the state of the union, you know?
Well, they couldn't. I think it was more of, number one,
but,
I think she's got to give
the
diamond
back. But just
the
morale of why?
Yeah. I think that's part of the
fine print.
Mm-hmm. She's got to give the diamond back. But I think it was more a logistic thing. I don't think that they could.
But they should have thought of that when they first got into it. I mean, like, yes, when you're, you know, at the age that they're at, why the hell would they want to move away from their family? They're very settled. Like, you wouldn't want to move.
No. And I think that was the problem. I don't know. That's too bad. That makes me sad. That makes me sad because, you know what? They had a beautiful wedding. That was all paid for
by
the
they fully got married.
Network and everything.
Shame on them. Honestly, shame on them.
Yeah. Well, no, we can say
no,
shame.
Then Gary should have chose someone else.
Yeah.
You know, they should have had those conversations in the fantasy suite saying, are we willing to move? Are you willing to move? Are we willing to figure this out?
Yeah. I would have thought they did, Katie.
Well, apparently not.
Well... Yeah, that's why I said, please, Taylor Swift and Travis, don't let us down.
We need some.
Please, we need this, yeah.
Morale here.
Yeah.
In the love department.
That's too bad, though. Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Well, I keep waiting to hear whether or not they're going to choose a Golden Bachelorette.
You know, I think it's going to be I want it to be that blonde girl who, the blonde lady who left early because her daughter needed yes. her or something.
Okay, I heard
I think she
gossip.
Would be good. What's your gossip?
That they're trying to convince Kathy Lee Gifford.
She would never do it.
She didn't say no, though. That's what's funny.
I could see her not saying no just for like a publicity stunt.
Yeah, but I can't see her doing it either. Yeah.
And she was like so in love with her husband, wasn't she? Like, I can't imagine Kathy her dating Lee. Someone else.
Yeah. Well, we'll
you
see.
Know?
To be continued, right?
To be continued. Do you know what is in pimento cheese? Because that's like the sandwich of the Masters and Matt wanted it. So I got some pimento cheese and he made a sandwich with it. What is in that? Just like processed cheese?
I think so. It's like a cream cheese with pimentos. And then I think there's
What's
something,
a pimento?
Well, a pimento is like similar to like an olive, I think. So it's got kind of that salty taste to it. There is something good about it. But I'm thinking that they also put what it's
cheddar
got like a
cheese.
pink in it or something too. So I'm wondering if there's some kind of spice that's in it. Well,
probably.
That sounds kind of good though. Oh, so that's what they have at the Masters.
Yeah, pimento cheese sandwiches.
I bet you'll go watch it one of these times.
No, it's like really hard to get tickets and they're very expensive. It's like going to the Super Bowl. Apparently.
And you're standing out in the sun and everything.
You know, it's not my thing.
Yeah. I don't think it's
like,
my thing.
I am happy that Matt likes golf and that's great for him. But there's no part of me, zero part, that's like wants to be one of those wives that's like, let me learn so I can go out with him. I'm happy when he leaves because then I have a day, you know?
Yeah. It's not for me either.
There's no part of it. That seems interesting to me. It seems so boring.
Yeah.
You're the whole day just walking around,
I think
swinging
both
balls.
Of us will do the Opry golf.
Totally. I'll meet you at the country club for a glass of wine after.
Yeah.
Down for
that.
Meet you at the
pool. I'd rather try for the pickleball.
Mom, I think that ship has sailed for you. You've been saying
that
over a year.
The summer is coming. And they're just, in fact, the town club just
I know,
had
but
to,
you said that about the winter one and
I know, but I'm hopeful.
You've yet to pick up a racket.
I'm hopeful. They had to pass it through the Fox Point Village to build the pickleball court.
Where is the pickleball court going?
Well, it's going to be in Fox Point, obviously, but the villagers, we have to make sure that they don't mind the noise. And I
the
don't
villagers.
Yeah. Fox Point. Like it's going to be too noisy. I don't think it's that noisy. But it's like hitting a wiffle ball, I think.
All right. Well, I'm excited for you and this journey that you're on, that we're still on.
I will.
Mom, do you have an honest to Pete?
Oh, that was a quick segue. Well, you know, I really don't, but I have a very nice little quote that I'm going to read because honest to Pete, spring is coming. We have had such nice weather here, 70 degrees.
Love
my
it.
Daffodils on the hill are all popping up.
And, you got the ferns.
And I got the ferns. I'm just so excited for the trees to start blossoming. But anyhow, as I was reading my little book about seeing the sacred outside your kitchen door, I came upon this little quote that I thought was very apropos. Mm. Let me read it to you. The Japanese enlightened teach that the beauty of the cherry blossom is its evanescence. And evanescence means the quality of vanishing, right? Vanishing. The very fact that at any minute a breeze might blow and blossoms will be scattered. Isn't that true about the cherry blossoms? Theirs is a deep understanding of the season's essence. They're keen to what it's teaching. Behold the blossom. It won't last for long. I love that. So everybody get out there and look at those blossoms because they're going to fall very quickly and you're going to miss it. Enjoy.
I loved that quote, but I loved your British accent when you read it that
much
more.
I always have to add a little bit. Mom, I love you, Katie.
I love you so much. You always make everything better. And I don't think you know how funny you actually are.
Well, I don't try to be funny.
I know. That's why. That's just who you are.
Yeah.
And you bring so much joy to everyone that listens, including me. And I look forward to our Mondays every week.
I do too, Katie. I love you so much.
I love you guys so much. And I love everyone else. Please make sure to listen, like, subscribe, all the things. New episode every Thursday. And we will see you all next week. Honest to Pete.
Yes.
Bye, Mom.